This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations has tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed into an already crowded town at the southernmost end of Gaza in recent days. They are fleeing Israel's bombardment of the center of the strip, where hospital officials said dozens were killed on Friday. People arriving in Rafah in trucks, carts, and on foot, who haven't found space in the already overwhelmed shelters, have built tents on the roadsides. Israel's widening campaign is now focused on the urban refugee camps in central Gaza. The war has already killed over 21,500 Palestinians and sparked a humanitarian crisis that has left a quarter of Gaza's population starving. South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attacks. It is the first such challenge made at the court over the current war. Israel swiftly rejected the filing with disgust. South Africa's submission to the International Court of Justice alleges that acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in character. Many in South Africa have compared Israel's policies regarding Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank with their country's past apartheid regime of racial segregation. For the second time this month, the Biden administration is bypassing Congress to approve an emergency weapons sale to Israel. The State Department said Friday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Congress that he had made a second emergency determination covering a $147.5 million sale for equipment that is needed to make the 155-millimeter shells that Israel has already purchased. The emergency determination means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for military sales. This is VOA News. Poland's defense forces say an unknown object entered the country's airspace Friday morning from the direction of Ukraine and then vanished off radars, and that all indications pointed to it being a Russian missile. The defense forces said that the object penetrated about 40 kilometers into Poland's airspace and left it after about 3 minutes. The defense forces said both its radar and NATO radar confirmed that the object left Polish airspace. It was not immediately clear where the object disappeared from radar or in which direction it had been going. There were no immediate reports of any explosions or casualties. Officials in Russia, or officials say Russia, has launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones against Ukrainian targets, killing at least 30 civilians in what an Air Force official calls the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Ukraine's military chief says the Ukrainian Air Force intercepted most of the cruise and ballistic missiles and drones overnight. Air Force commander wrote on his official Telegram channel that it was the most massive aerial attack since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Ukrainian officials say at least 144 people were wounded and an unknown number were buried under rubble during the roughly 18-hour onslaught. Ukraine's president says the Kremlin's forces used a wide variety of weapons, including ballistic and cruise missiles. A British warship arrived in Guyana amid rising tensions from a border dispute between the former British colony and Venezuela. The HMS Trent's visit on Friday led Venezuela to begin military exercises a day earlier in the Eastern Caribbean near its border with Guyana, as the Venezuelan government presses its claim to a huge swath of its smaller neighbor. Brazil expressed concern about the situation and urged the two South American countries to return to dialogue. The UK's defense ministry has said that the HMS Trent is visiting there as part of engagements in the region and will conduct training exercises with the military. The border dispute is over a sparsely populated region in Guyana that is the size of Florida and rich in oil and minerals. Mexico's president is trying to end the woes of patients throughout the country who are often told that specific medicine, but the hospital is in question, does not have it. President Andres Manuel López Obrador's solution was to outfit a big warehouse on the outskirts of Mexico City to centralize the supply, what he claims will hold all the medications, all of them. He inaugurated the huge facility on Friday. The questions whether Mexico can overcome its history of being bad at regulating the pharmaceutical industry, bad at buying medicines, bad at storing them, and bad at distributing them. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.